From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. More than half of all the librarians in Idaho are thinking about quitting their jobs. That's according to a new survey that found that 60% of the people who took the survey are considering leaving Idaho because of bills in the Idaho legislature that could restrict what books can and cannot be in an Idaho library. According to the Idaho Library Association, librarians feel hunted by the legislature, and they're planning to leave their jobs if new bills proposed this year by lawmakers actually become law. Mia Maldonado is a reporter with the Idaho Capital Sun, and she has taken a deep dive into this study. Mia, it's nice to have you back on the program.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
So Mia, I know this was an informal survey. So who did it and how exactly did it work?
Yeah, so this survey was conducted by the Idaho Library Association. And earlier in January, they sent an informal survey to its 260 members all across Idaho. And it was, I don't know exactly how it was conducted, but I think of it as just like maybe a Google Doc. They sent it out to their members asking questions like, how are you feeling? Are you considering leaving the state? And out of those responses, 130 people participated in the survey, and most of them expressed feelings of stress, anxiety, uncertainty, and a lot of them are contemplating leaving Idaho.
Mm. So this was a pretty big sampling then of librarians that they sent this to.
Yes, yeah. About half of the Idaho librarians in the association responded.
And what you said, Mia, is that it sounds like most of the librarians are frustrated at some level. So what were some of the problems that they say they're facing right now?
Yeah, I think right now Idaho librarians are just feeling really anxious with different kinds of legislation that will impact their careers. And this is not mm-hmm. new. Last year, Idaho Governor Brad Little vetoed House Bill 314, which was a library legislation that made it really far to his desk. In that bill, it would have prohibited libraries from providing, quote, harmful materials to minors, and allowed people to sue libraries for $2,500. And so already last year, librarians were really anxious thinking, you know, because $2,500 is not a little amount of money, and especially rural libraries in Idaho, they have really limited resources. And so last year that bill was vetoed, but we're seeing similar legislation pop up this year. And so that angst is not gone. A lot of libraries are still, they're fearful of what this could mean for their profession. And a lot of librarians that I spoke to, they love their jobs. They're, you know, and one of the quotes from the survey was said, "Library work is what I was born to do." And I think a lot of librarians feel that way. And so, you know, legislation like this year's House Bill 384, it was sent back to the House State Affairs Committee 2 weeks ago, but legislators are still working on different legislation that they think will keep harmful materials out of minors' way.
So you mentioned House Bill 384, and this is one of two bills just so far this year that would put restrictions on what libraries can and cannot do. So can we take a little bit of a deeper dive on House Bill 384, Mia? This would let patrons sue libraries, correct? So I know you said it's they're back working on this, but what does this bill say? And I guess, where is it right now?
So yeah, House Bill 384, it would have allowed patrons, parents, whoever goes to libraries, it would have created a policy that requires them to fill out a written notice asking libraries to relocate an item that they think is harmful. And if a library failed to relocate that item within 30 days, then they could sue the library for $250, as well as other damages related to that, you know, issue. So this bill, it's not $2,500, it's $250. And Representative Jaron Crane, a Republican from Nampa, he said, you know, this bill definitely won't bankrupt any library here in Idaho. But a lot of librarians, especially in rural areas, are saying, no, $250 is still, you know, something that a lot of us don't have in our budget. So There is a lot of controversy with this bill as well, but it is dead and its sponsors are working on a compromise with after hearing feedback.
So this survey, Mia, one librarian said they felt, quote, hunted by the Idaho legislature. Did other librarians in the survey feel that way or express any type of angst like that, in particular towards the legislature?
Yeah, absolutely. So writing this story was difficult because I think I could have written like a separate story just based on the findings in the survey. Hundreds of people, in addition to just answering, quantitative questions like, do I feel this, yes or no? A lot of them spent the time to add personal comments. And, some of them wrote a few sentences. Some of them wrote, paragraphs about how they're feeling. And I was able to read every single one. And a lot of them are just so worried. And a lot of them are just, passionate about their jobs, but they feel like library-related legislation is really just taking away from their passion. And so, I wrote the quote that said, that captured that this library, that this librarian felt hunted. And I feel like that's definitely a quote that captures what a lot of other Idaho librarians are feeling.
A lot of people who answered the survey as well, Mia, said that they already knew of library workers who have actually left their jobs. Now, did they say if that was because of what they consider harmful legislation? Do they give any reasons as to why?
Yes. Yeah. No, the questions that were asked in the survey were very specific. And it was, do you know a library worker who has left their job specifically because of library related legislation? And 77% of respondents said yes. And one of the librarians that I spoke to, Megan Hansen, she is the director of the Buell Public Library. And she told me a lot of her staff left the profession and she has to continuously train new people because people are leaving because they don't feel welcome.
And then I would think that would put even more stress on librarians, right? If you have a constantly turning over staff.
Yes.
That adds more stress.
Yes.
And you also quoted lawmakers in your story, Mia. What did they say about librarians who feel threatened?
Yeah, so I was able to speak with Representative Crane, and he told me they're working on something new, some different legislation, and he wouldn't comment on the details. But he told me because I specifically told him, this is how librarians are feeling. What do you have to say to that? And he assured me that this legislation is not targeting librarians and that he believes that, with this legislation, they'll be okay. They'll be fine, is what he told me. And the main goal that I think Representative Crane and a lot of Idaho legislators is that they want to protect children. And that's their goal with this legislation. But from this reporting, it's coming at the cost of, the emotional and mental well-being of a lot of librarians.
Yeah. And with that said, you also looked at insurance and legal fees and how small libraries might be impacted by these potential fines. And even though, you've got legislators saying, oh, $250 isn't a big deal. I mean, if you're letting anybody sue you, that can add up. So what did you find out in regards to insurance and legal fees?
Yes. So I spoke to the Ada County Library Director, Mary DeWalt, and she kind of pointed me to a different angle of this story that I didn't originally think of. And that is related to the Idaho County Risk Management Program, otherwise known as ICRIMP. And a lot of local or state agencies use ICRIMP as their insurance and risk management services. A lot of other public institutions use their coverage. And so under ICRIMP this year, there's kind of a change. And yeah, so under ICRIMP, there's a reduction in coverage for libraries, and it's because of the library-related legislation. So materials accessed through a library that are claimed to be harmful or in any violation of any section contained in Idaho code those claims in a local agency would no longer be covered. So that means a library that maybe received a tort claim from a patron and that tort claim is going to court, those libraries will no longer get coverage from ICRIMP.
Oh, okay. So that could be a big issue there as well. Before I let you go, Mia, I know that the Intellectual Freedom Chair for the Idaho Library Association says that these bills in the legislature, and we're talking about the bills from last year, the one this year that is dead, however, they're working on another one, as you said, that these bills target the LGBTQ plus community. What exactly did she say?
What Erin Kennedy, the Intellectual Freedom Chair for the Idaho Library Association, told me was that libraries are meant to serve diverse communities. A lot of, you know, people who are experiencing homelessness, people who don't have Wi-Fi, people who don't feel, you know, accepted in their homes because of their gender identity or sexual orientations. Librarians serve those communities and libraries serve as safe havens to those communities. And so she told me that, you know, it's really important for her and librarians to have books that can showcase those communities and so that they feel represented. And so she said, it's a big segment of our community that's not seeing themselves reflected at the library and they're being told that their identities are not appropriate. That's a quote. And so, she's just mindful of that. And I think a lot of other Idaho librarians definitely have that on their radar.
Well, Mia, really appreciate you coming in and talking with us about the survey. And I know you'll continue to be covering this issue. So thanks for your time today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.